Hello, everyone. Welcome. Cody's not here. So there's no episode. We'll see you next week. No, I'm kidding. Cody's not here. We tried to get him in Montana, but like the little mouse that he is, he heard that there were more beans in Mexico. So he escaped our clutches and actually took a small motorcycle made of a shoe. And he used a cracked ping pong ball as a helmet, and he rode his little mousy ass down to Mexico. And now he's in Cabo. We don't know where he is, but he's hiding out, gorging himself with beans. So, you know, to keep the show running, we brought in one of the funniest dudes we know, super talented guy, animation genius. Everyone, make some noise in the privacy of your own car or room for the one and only Meat Canyon. Let's beam Hunter in here. Oh.
Again with this shit.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah. It doesn't get easier.
No, it doesn't. It's vile. It smells like fruit stripe gum coming through that thing. You know that?
That's weird.
Yeah,
a lot of talk of beans too. Started off right.
Well, because you know Cody's so stinky when he beams up that we just started injecting a little. You know, that's actually like vape juice we got from like.
There you go.
Nice little.
Yeah, it's very good. Nice little all sorts of and just a fruity delight coming through.
Yeah,
that's all I can say.
Yeah. It makes you feel good. Everybody, Hunter is here. Can we call you that, or is that illegal? Do you prefer to be?
In some states, it is illegal, actually. But no, preferably, if you're speaking with my mother, she prefers meat. But I prefer Hunter.
Really?
Financially, for monetary reasons, yeah.
Got it.
You know, I think she feels like I owe her something. You know what I mean?
Elaborate. Like, what do you mean?
You know, she's like, you know, I did my business a while ago.
Right.
You know, you crawled on out.
Yeah.
She's like, when am I going to get mine?
Right.
You know, that's how it is usually.
Yeah.
Trying to collect. Yeah. Collecting.
Yeah, she. Is that, I was going to ask like a super personal question.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
No, I want you to.
I mean, is that something you deal with, you know, with your mom? Is she like, nice animation. When you taking me somewhere?
Damn. You know, that is personal, dude. Never mind. I asked for it and now I'm done with it. I'm shutting it down right there.
What's up, guys? This is the TMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our Patreon at patreon.com/tinymeatcat. And if not, then enjoy this one.
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've never smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm gonna get my arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucers.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt and get ready for debate.
First off, what a fucking weird interaction that'd be, right?
Yeah.
Nice animation.
Yeah. Hey.
Thanks, Mom. Yeah. She's like, yeah, good stuff. Take me somewhere.
Yeah.
It'd be very odd if your mom asked you to buy her a purse.
Yeah.
Like, what relationship is this?
Yeah, the same way. Oh, man, she just references rappers. She's like, you know, I hear about these rappers buying hoes Birkin bags. What are you going to do for me, Hunter?
Yeah, she's like, I keep listening to a song called Laffy Taffy. Like, that's an old cut, Mom. That's odd. That's like one thing I've been exploring again lately is some of the old, from when I was younger, before I got into metal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
I listened to a lot of T.I.
Did you?
And Bubba Sparks. Remember Miss New Booty?
Of course.
Yeah.
How could you forget? Have you seen Bubba now?
Nah, I haven't checked out Bubba in a minute.
Pull up a picture of Bubba Sparks. You won't even believe what
if he doesn't
looks
look
like
exactly
now.
Like Fat Joe, I'm going to be very upset.
Oh, then.
And my memory serves correctly. I got them mixed up a lot. Just both bald is basically what
bald
happened.
And fat. Yeah. Well, start pumping your blood pressure because this new picture of Bubba Sparks is going to send you somewhere. Yeah, he looks like a military recruiter. It's offensive.
That's Miss New Booty, dude?
I guess now.
Damn.
Now it is, yeah.
That's surprising.
Yeah. Damn, he looks
That's
like
a bit of a disappointment, honestly.
Yeah, he looks like a tanned grape. What the fuck? Yeah, he's like he's just straight up like a I don't know.
Looks like a very kind of just normal man.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like every kind of like 48-year-old dad I've met in the Midwest.
Yeah.
Going to La Fuente's on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Look at him with Ed Sheeran.
I thought that the one was Ed Sheeran. I was like, what?
Why does Ed Sheeran look like a Chucky doll in that picture?
Come on, bro.
Come on,
that's Ed Sheeran you're talking about.
Yeah.
When your legs don't work like they used to before. Looking at the crowd, everyone's like.
Yeah.
That's rude. You probably don't have to. You ever speak to Ed Sheeran before?
No.
Okay. Well,
no, I don't think there's a chance in hell that I ever speak to Ed Sheeran. So
really?
It's fine. Yeah. No way.
You do some big things.
Nah, not big enough for Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran was in that movie Yesterday.
Remember that? No, I didn't watch that one.
No. It wasn't good. I'm just saying. I'm just letting you know. Yeah.
He was in Lord of the Rings, too.
It was a Game of Thrones. Really?
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. Well,
White guys with swords. It's all the same.
Come on. Okay.
Yeah. All right, I'm taking it there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What's going on?
Are you talking about my blood pressure, my mom's personal stuff, and showing me Bubba Sparks ruining that for me, and now fucking up that? You're really messing up my vibes this morning. Yeah. It was weird because in the Game of Thrones, I think that might have even been the last season. What a divisive. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Season of television.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, we should have a celebrity cameo. How about nobody that sticks out too much?
Yeah.
And they choose Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, I know. I've thought about that. Like, why didn't they just go even further? Like, how fucking hilarious would it have been if, like, Obama rolled over in that suit of armor? Did you know that? I'm not even going to do his voice.
But. I was like, you can go. Go ahead.
You want to get
that? There's a line here in this rug. He's on that side. I'm on this side. So whatever kind of Obama impression you want to do, go ahead.
Go for it, man.
I'm going to look directly at that camera, and I'm going to be like this.
I think you should try an Obama impression right now.
Nah. I was getting ready to like actually move the pawn a little bit in the chess, little chess game that we're playing right now, and I was just like, immediately I was like, you lose. As soon as I pushed the pawn forward, I was like, nah, that's done.
No, but I agree. I for some reason, I knew he was going to be in that episode. And I remember thinking, it won't be that bad. Like,
really?
Yeah, I just figured, like, what's his name? Theon Greyjoy?
Yeah, yeah.
I figured, like, all right, you know, maybe they could, I don't know. I could see him and Ed Sheeran coexisting in, like, you know, the type of person in Game of Thrones. So
there's no universe where Ed Sheeran exists in any kind of fantasy realm. Yes, there he is. And you know what the thing, too, is, like, he even has a musical role. It's kind of like typecasting Jack Black to be the wacky rock person.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But in this, they're just like, what are you playing? It sounds pretty good.
Yeah, that's so true.
And then he turns around, he's just like.
Yeah, winks the camera.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to hear this in Fast and Furious. Like, Ed, cut that out. People don't know what that is in this time. Oh.
It's just promoting his new album.
Yeah, exactly.
This one's going to be equals five.
Yeah, exactly. This Ed. One's going to be Off Love Lullabies. I like to imagine he talks. I have a very skewed, inappropriate view of what I think a lot of British people sound like. Where everything just kind of lingers when they're done, yeah.
So basically, like Russell Brand on Laughing Gas?
No, like Russell Brand's kind of, you know,
more a beat.
Yeah.
No. What if I told you about philosophy?
Yeah.
That's kind of his whole shtick now.
Yeah. Now do Obama.
Hello, I'm Obama. I could just tell. Even as it was coming out, I was like, please, God, do the British accent. Do not even mess up the British accent. It's comical. It's satirical.
Oh, man. Anyway, speaking of watching things, I finally watched The Strange Thing About the Johnsons. Yeah.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Do you think Ari intended to play on Johnson and the whole, like, sexual relation between the son and the dad?
Oh, like a wee-wee.
Yeah. Do you think that was, like, a cheap joke he just threw in there to be funny?
I may be subliminal, like maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the abuse part is brutal, but I had to like rewatch a lot of scenes just because that dude, like, you could just see his genius.
You
right out the gate.
You watch a lot of stuff like that?
What?
Like incest stuff?
No, no.
Oh, okay.
No.
Well, it's just when you make a claim, like, you could, man, you see that guy's genius. I was wondering what angle you were taking.
Oh, no, I just mean, yeah, like...
when you tackle a narrative like that...
The way he...
The way you did...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That story, I mean, I just couldn't get enough.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, wait, this is a short film?
Yeah.
Why is this a feature?
Yeah.
I wish this could be a series.
This should be 12 episodes long. Exactly. I need more of this.
When's the Euphoria-esque series coming out of this?
Yeah, based on the strange thing about the Johnsons.
Mm.
All stylized and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
He grabs his dad with two hands.
Mm-hmm.
We're just completely violating the point of the film, which is like, it's not funny when a...
No, it's not. It's actually very tragic. Actually, I saw clips of it. And out of context, it's very funny.
Yeah.
You don't know anything about it. I want to clarify that. You don't know about the... Then you hear about what it is and you're like, mm.
Yeah, it's not funny anymore.
No, it's like a bit sour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so to go back to his genius, I mean, yeah, just like... Again, like, I've never been so bricked up. No,
damn.
Yeah.
This is a weird game of chess you're playing today.
Let me calm down.
Is this how it is usually?
Nah.
Talking about beans and all sorts of shit.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
My
got that kombucha on the table. That's what's got y'all spiced up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like.
I've got a little loose.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, a little cut loose.
Nah, the thing I was going to say is... First of all, I mean, his composition is crazy. Every shot is like just so sick. And the way he uses tension, I don't know. It just feels really smart. Like,
no, yeah. I mean, Ari Aster's fucking amazing, man. I don't know this for a fact, but I want to say that was like either something he did directly after college or this might have been a college film.
Yeah, that's where I say like you could tell like, I mean, that shit was so many leagues above, I would imagine, anyone that was like his peer at that time.
Well, that's a bold midterm assignment to turn in.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, assuming he was in college, like how many college seniors were shooting stuff like that?
Yeah, I know, right? Damn.
Hey, guys.
No, I'm trying to even think. I went to an art school.
Yeah. You
know, people, I'm ranking that. A lot of it was like, there's always some weird shit in art school. Did you go to, what school did you go to? You go to an Ivy League thing? Like,
nah, I just went to
Cody
like
did too?
No. I went to a state school. And
is that public knowledge, by the way? Can I say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where I didn't know. They're like, what? You know, I didn't know. Right. Go ahead. Sorry.
What? He's smart?
No, yeah, exactly. Wow, he deserves his education? That's weird. I'm like looking at him like, damn, I just barely got into DeVry.
Yeah. Nah, I just went to a state school because I fucked up a lot of my college or my high school grades, so my options were really limited. And then... I went to state school that was pretty easy to get into, but they had a good business program. And then like 3 years in, I was like, I don't want to do this. So I dropped out for a bit. And I took up programming. And then as I was like doing well with programming, all my coworkers were like, dude, just go finish. Like, it's no big deal. And so, I finished. So I have a business degree, but no, I didn't go to art school.
Mm.
I debated dropping out and going to art school, but... they're all so goddamn expensive.
Yeah, it's such a waste of money.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of it is. And then it's not trying to get into the politics of college and stuff, but I just wanted to, that's a big life choice when you're 18.
I thought you were going to say you're in favor. Not to get all political, but I think college tuition should be higher.
Yeah, exactly. That's like, when are they going to raise it?
Yeah.
I'm tired of people talking about how, like, less they're paying. I want to start feeling better about my experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, raise that shit up.
Yeah.
People talking about loan forgiveness and shit. I'm like, you know, hey, those sins can't be cleansed today. We ain't forgiven nothing for a while. You know what I mean? That's bullshit. Yeah. Well, I what the fuck was I even saying? I had a stroke. You brought up something to me.
I'm sorry.
I was like, I just remembered, like, yeah, fuck, what is it? Great Lakes borrower loan service. Yeah. Yep. I just remember calling, like, I like war flashbacks. What was I saying?
That automated message asking you for payment?
Yeah. Or like a person just being like, hi, how much can you pay?
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're like, damn, dude, I work at Planet Sub. You know, like, I nothing.
Oh, there was a point in my one. So. At the time I dropped out, I was down horrible. I was like in a pretty bad financial situation. So I had like collectors calling all the time.
Mm.
And I always say,
what was your best lie?
My favorite thing was to just go hello. And then they would start
that's
to explain.
That's typical. Okay.
Yeah. I love saying hello when I
I just
want
to make sure that the audience knew that I knew that was normal. Just to make sure. Like, yeah. So I start with a hello. Curveball.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
They don't expect it.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't expect a guy to be so cordial.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's probably pretty normal too. They'd probably be thinking that you're just immediately going to be like, fuck off.
Yeah. I disarm them. I'm like, hey.
Yeah.
And I let them chat me up.
Mm.
Nah, I just love to hang up on them in the middle of them asking. Yeah, so you owe we were wondering, could you make a
damn?
Yeah,
that's cold.
I mean, at that point in my life, I'm like, I have $0, man. I have negative money.
I mean, you are saving them time in the long run, I guess. Yeah. I think I tried having a person, they're saying, like, what's the least amount you could pay? I think I was like, I think I quoted them like, they wanted me $500. That's what I was gonna say earlier, was that when you're 18, what a life decision.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy Camel Crush cigarettes. You buy condoms and feel kind of weird about it still.
Yeah.
And then you can sign up for hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah. Yeah. And see a rated R movie.
Yeah. Well, you could do that the year before, which was still kind of cool.
Could
you? But you're still new to it. So you're like,
could you do rated R movies?
17. Yeah.
Oh, here. I thought it was, I'm pretty sure it was 18, at least in LA.
I'm going to stand by what I say.
Yeah.
It's a controversial opinion.
Not to be political, but
yeah.
You could definitely see a rated R.
I could go see 300 if I wanted to in the theater.
Yeah,
so you could see a sex scene. I could see people die on camera.
But at 18, you could do all that and have crippling debt.
Mm-hmm. And smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, which is so much cooler.
It was very cool. Yeah,
very hip. Do you remember secured credit cards?
No. I had a Walmart credit card.
Get the fuck out of here. Mm-hmm. What was your limit? Are you comfortable saying?
I literally want to say maybe like $700. When I was younger, I got a credit card, and it was just, God, it's such a piece of shit, just to buy a TV on Black Friday.
Of course.
It took me like 4 years to pay off.
Yeah, exactly, dude.
A discounted TV.
Yeah.
Mm. That was rough.
After you got your Walmart card, was it ever below 700, or were you consistently maxed out?
I think I don't think I ever even used it again. I think I cut it after I was done with it. I bought it that day, and I thought I was like, you know what? Fuck it.
Okay.
Cut it, as if it was like that it was making some kind of statement in some sort of way, but it took me, you know, what, like 4 years to pay off a TV.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you used another credit card to get that TV. You used the Walmart card.
I literally signed up for a Walmart card on Black Friday. Okay? Liberty, Missouri. And they're like, those TVs are good in the back, you know, and they're like guiding you through it. So you don't feel like a total piece of shit. You're like, oh yeah, I'm just excited.
Yeah. It's a TV from last year.
Yeah. It's like literally like a Vizio weird TV that's all bricky and shit. Weighs like 700 pounds. You don't even know how the hell you're going to get it into your house.
We do delivery.
They're like, we can for an extra fee. And I'm like, man, I'm pushing the limit as it is with this. With this credit card, I'm like, I really got much of my name. I have like a Totino's party pizza and some Yoo-Hoo in my cart. And I'm like, I mean, I could give this up. That's only seven. How much is the delivery? $50. I'm like, nah. I'll throw in the back of my 93 Toyota Paseo and I'll head on home.
And then it falls out the back halfway home. And you're just like, oh,
yeah,
it'll make it.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, it's pretty good. Well, there's like already so much things wrong with the car. You're like, this thing probably take one more.
Yeah.
I had a sunroof. That the latch didn't work. So it would drive down the highway and be like,
oh, fuck
like that.
Yeah.
And then people would like flash their lights at me and stuff. And I'd like pull over and they're like, your sunroof's gone. I'm like, do you think I not know that my sunroof, what do you think I'm doing in there? Like totally can't hear this thing fucking smashing the top of my roof and stuff.
Yeah. So you got the TV and you paid your fucking 38% interest on it for 4 years.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah, secure credit cards were funny when they would like, you'd have to give them a certain amount of dollars. That would be your limit. Mm. Like, okay, you want to put down $1,000 and you give them that.
Mm.
So when you ran it up and you're like, I can't pay it, they're like, that's cool. And they just zero you out and close that shit. They're like, thanks, brother.
I don't think I've ever heard of that.
It's like an old school thing that they definitely don't do anymore. I got one like right before Washington Mutual got bought by Chase. And so I think they were just, you know, doing the scummiest shit. They're like, you 16? Yeah, we can fuck it up. We can definitely fuck it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get you on something, man. Let's get you on. Let's put that credit.
I want you to spoil yourself today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go get a TV.
Buy yourself something pretty.
Yeah. Yeah, I had like a, I went in like this manic state, did the same thing. I got a Best Buy credit card and I just like walked in there after I didn't sleep for like, I don't know, like 3 days or some shit. Mm. I just went in and I just, and just took like a camera, a computer, all kinds of crazy shit. And I like came to a few days later and I was like, what the fuck have I done? And I'm like, nah, it's cool. Like,
you bought 3 GoPros.
Yeah.
As if you like, you're like, what kind of friend group do I have?
Yeah.
To where we're going to utilize all these fucking GoPros.
I've never snowboarded ever. Just
you just saw like on the plastic wrapping, it said like, it's like works in water. Like, I'm not even by an ocean.
Yeah.
I'm not even by a pond, you know?
So I'm just standing in the shower and just.
Yeah. Recording yourself and shit. Half asleep in the morning. You're like, nice.
Day 17 of my manic state.
Got a Toshiba laptop that has like 100 gigabytes of memory.
Yeah.
Just maxing it out immediately. Uploading footage. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was the funniest thing because I used to work at Best Buy and I remember people would get credit cards to get $500 laptops.
Mm.
And they were pieces of shit. And I'd always want to like, just like grab them by the shoulders and be like, if you're taking credit out to get this piece of shit laptop, don't do it.
I thought I was getting romantic for a second.
Oh, you're like...
Grab him on his shoulders, give him a kiss.
Yeah, I love your frugal behavior.
Yeah, exactly. You make all the wrong decisions.
And I like that.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you
You're
doing
somebody
later?
I think I could get behind. Yeah. Oh, that was nasty.
Yeah.
In a way, I didn't mean it to be.
Yeah.
Inappropriate.
So, yeah, strange thing about the Johnsons.
It kind of ties in.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, check it out. Literally, well, I was going to say, you probably can't show any clips of it or anything,
nah.
But I was going to say, like, just like hard watch it.
Yeah.
If you're wondering, like, what is, because we really haven't alluded too much. I mean, I said incest, but you know, just watch it. Just be one of those things you just throw on.
If you're like, you know, if you're an art student, if you're in film, I think there's just a lot you can just learn from, like, especially from the technicals. Like, I feel like he did such a good job of taking one location and using it in multiple ways that were like, it was very creative and it felt like a new location every time he like moved around the house, which I thought was impressive.
Yeah, no, I mean, Ari Aster, especially like Hereditary and stuff, that was like some of the things I watched a couple of years ago where you're just like, this is exactly what I want to be doing.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've really experienced that before. Like artistically, a lot of things maybe feel out of like reach or something.
Yeah.
But whenever things feel maybe out of reach, but it feels like something that you want to materialize yourself, it feels very interesting to come across like a director or artist.
Yeah.
I also think that there's life lessons in the movie for people that aren't even artists.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Like don't have sex with your family.
Yeah, that's a good
You could be a full-time worker at H&R Block and appreciate that knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like don't sexually abuse your father.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can you imagine getting your taxes done and this dude's just like, you fuck around with your dad? You're like, hmm?
Well, yeah.
He's like, no, I just watched this new film. I'm just sending a bit of a love letter out to people regarding it.
Yeah.
Like, okay, thanks. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just kind of, you know, after I watched this this film, The Strange Thing About the Johnsons, kind of made me rethink who I hang around. And, you know, so I'm just finding out, you know.
I found some bad secrets about my friends, my friend group. So I'm trying to, I'm trying to make sure that I'm up front with people.
I head down to the dock, see my boys. I say, man, I just seen this film where this kid is fucking his dad. When my boys pops up, he's like, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, exactly. So?
I'm about to push him off the dock. I'm like, I can't do this. Yeah. I left. So?
That's what I mean. That would fuck me up. What's that? I very few times in my life have I been able to catch myself stumbling.
Yeah.
From a response that's just so human and calculated.
Yeah.
Like that. Not even calculated, just like human. So unapologetically ape-like. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Something that like is a response that's so barbaric.
Oh, okay.
So if some dude's just like, hey, watch this crazy movie. It's fucked up. I was rolling. And rolling in the deep of it, freaking out, watching this incest movie. And the guy says, so? That kind of shit.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's like returning. We're de-evolving back into.
I'm trying to think if I've ever experienced that like recently. Like someone, yeah, with just such a, just like a, yeah, a primal reaction to something. I don't think I have. I don't know what I'd do. Yeah, if I experienced that, I think I would just, I think I'd freeze and I'd almost be so bitch to agree. Like, I'd be like, yeah, you're right. So what?
I think a lot of people process a lot of weird things. Like, I don't think you process shit in the moment properly.
Nah.
Like, there's this one time I knew this girl who was in a really bad relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty rough.
Please don't say it was with her mom.
No.
Okay.
No, we're I'm trying to veer out of the incest realm a bit. Look, if I was in a spaceship, I'm like heading that way. Yeah. You know, like we're heading off.
Just so everyone understands, the film is a very fucking serious subject matter.
Yeah.
But it's a good film and you should watch it. All right, continue. So this girl, bad relationship.
Bad relationship, but I think it's just one of those things in the moment that you don't realize like how serious something is or like if it's not obviously not normal to you, then it becomes weird. But she was like, she had like a black eye. And I was like, damn. Oh, she's in a abusive relationship in hindsight.
Yeah.
Now, you know?
Yeah.
But at the time I was like, damn, what happened? You know? And she's like, oh, I fell down some, like I fell or whatever. Like obviously. And I was like, damn, you gotta watch out. There's people be, you know, you're tripping a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know.
In a way where,
like, how old are
it
you?
Should have been very, how, I don't know, 20.
Yeah, like you're just naive enough that somebody be like, oh yeah, this happened to me. And you're like, oh, that's fucked up. And you just.
Well, I don't think it's just like it, to a degree where I think it just shows that you're so like, like you're not really absorbing anything around you. You're kind of just like, damn. Yeah, you gotta watch out for that stuff because if you find my, I've fallen sometimes. Never got a black eye before, but I've fallen. I've hurt my shins before. You're like, you have just, no idea.
Just saying that shit.
Yeah, exactly. Just to be like, okay, well, great. Well, I'll talk. Like, just it's like a leaving conversation in a way. It's very odd. I feel like I'm like, I wonder how many times I've done that before in my life.
Yeah, poor girl, man.
Yeah.
She just says that she's like, not this dude in my apartment who thinks I fell down my stairs. I never fell down my fucking stairs. And you're just sitting there just like going in a loop like, yeah, man, one time my shin, and that's why I don't wear Skechers anymore.
Yeah, not my white tips. Yeah. My white tip Skechers.
Yeah.
Don't wear those because, yeah, they say slip resistant, but they're not. Yeah, and then it's like one of those things too where later on somebody will be like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? And she's in an abusive relationship, whatever. And you're like,
yeah. It just hits you like a wormhole. It's like,
I didn't know. It's like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
It's right in front of your face.
I do that so much. It's so funny. Like, I'll read comments sometimes from the podcast and it'll be people just lighting up my takes like, oh, what a fucking he did. It's like, I'm not, because I'm stupid. I don't process shit in the moment. It takes, I have to do something at least 5 times to even know what the fuck I'm even saying about it.
People in the comments are funny with YouTube videos, man. Yeah. Not to get down this rabbit hole or whatever, but I did this funny fake video for my mom for Christmas and I uploaded it to YouTube. Yeah. I think I was talking about this, but it's the, I did this horror short and it was all about one time, this is very petty. One time my mom made me sat down. And I was always, you know, a bigger kid, so this shouldn't have been a problem. But she made me sit down. She's like, you're going to eat this lasagna, and you're not going to leave the table. Pretty normal parenting shit that's happened before. And I remember being like, no, I don't want lasagna. Yeah. You know, just a little shithead kid.
Yeah.
But I've always used that as ammunition against her, as like, you, that was an incorrect way to parent me.
So that's why you haven't taken her anywhere.
Well, I didn't want to, but so I did this, I did this horror short and it was like, I got, the youngest, cutest kid I could find, great child actor. Awesome. And then my mom at the time was maybe in her 30s and I got like this 73-year-old woman to play my mom. And I was like, I want you just to berate this child on camera for like, I gave her some lines to say, and she was just, yelling at this child on set for like 3 hours. And I showed my mom, it's an intense thing that's like played really serious.
Yeah.
But at the beginning of it, I was like, you know, my mother put me through a traumatic experience, but it's like it should be known as a joke or whatever.
Yeah.
And like all the shit that I make, it should be known that this is a bit.
Yeah.
And then so many of the comments were just like, I just think it's awesome that you told this story and that you survived through this. I'm like, it's lasagna.
You're so brave, man.
It's a lasagna thing.
Nah, dude, you're so brave.
I know. Well, that's the thing. It's just like, I just want to let you know that like, I've gone through similar experiences. I'm like, probably. I feel like a lot of people have in a way. But it was just one of those things where I was like, and I just felt bad too. Cause
yeah.
You hate whenever you move somebody, but for the wrong reason.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're
just that's a kind of power that I think I shouldn't have. I don't think that I should have that kind of power.
Yeah, it's a weird thing when you want to make something and you just wish it could be in a vacuum. Like you just try to get people to go, all right, don't just like separate your emotions from it and just watch it as like a kid being yelled at for eating lasagna and just like enjoy it. And then
I mean, she was like, you know, the kid just got a black eye too. So it's like there was a lot of stuff that was insinuated that probably wasn't, probably did not take away the emotional thing.
I was about to say. Those stairs, man, you gotta watch it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry.
He was walking up the steps and fell down like two flights of stairs. It was unfortunate. It was really painful for all of us to watch. It happened like four or five times. No, the
and then I hit him just to make sure.
Yeah. Then I just slapped the shit out of him just for a little bit, just to make sure that he was alive.
Yeah.
He was standing and talking to me. Yeah, that was great. And I showed my mom on Christmas, and she had a good laugh out of it.
Oh, okay. So she took it well. I thought she was going to be upset. Like,
no.
You casted this old.
No.
What the fuck?
I had her say shit, too. That's just, like, so specific to my mom. Mm. My mom used to listen to Fancy by Reba McEntire a lot.
Okay.
As a child. You ever hear that song?
No.
You never heard Fancy by Reba McEntire?
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
That's like a top 10 song for me. Not even a joke. That's not even a lie.
I'm gonna.
Here's your one chance, Fancy. Don't let me down. You never heard that line?
No.
It's all literally about a mom telling her daughter that she's got to start basically hooking. There you go. Is there any way you could play, just like, if we could mute this or put a little jingle over it? You got to listen to this.
I was gonna say we could start the Bone Zone with it.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, I did. You got this. Is literally an odyssey of a story that's conveyed in the song.
Did Reba go into acting later, or was she?
You bet your ass she did. And she did just fine. The Reba show. You ever see the Reba show?
I never watched it.
Fuck's sakes! You probably got it. Was Reba, and then we'd watch Roseanne. Called it the R Hour.
Oh, okay.
It was awesome. When I was a kid.
Damn.
What, you don't like Roseanne either?
No, I didn't watch Roseanne.
God, dude, this is maybe just a joke between you. This sounds a lot like Cabo coming out of you, dude. That's what that sounds like. All right.
All right, let me just sell myself out real quick before we go down this inside.
Yeah,
bit.
Please.
So I pick up Hunter to hang, and he's, you know, I forgot what you said, but you were basically like, you know, where'd you come from? And I was like, oh, I was in Cabo. And you were like,
well, can I preface this with being like, you also did like that stretch thing, like the like busy thing where it's like,
oh, did I do that?
Yeah, you're like, damn, just got in. Like that kind of thing, like my flight. And I got in the same day, and I wasn't doing that. So I was like, you must have really, where'd you come in from? So it must have been a journey, right?
Yeah. And then I said, I just got in from Cabo. You should go.
Literally.
You should go.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, say it.
Well, I just, you know, and it's just, that's such a fun thing to tell a person. And I was like, yeah, let me hop on down.
I was dying.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't really appreciate it in the moment. I was chuckling, but I was laughing really hard later that night when I got home and you were like, oh, yeah, let me just go down there. And I was like, damn, what an idiot thing to say. Like, for
well,
me.
Dude, damn. No, you should experience it. Honestly. Like, if you haven't been, you should go. It's one of those things where I'm like, Yeah, you're talking about the budget and shit. It wasn't all that expensive. I'm like, Cabo, dude.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, you know. You can have fun down there. And I'm like, I'm hurting as it is to get on a flight, take time. I also, holy shit, Cody's Instagram stories. Where the fuck is he at Cabo? Is that what that is?
That little mouse. He's just looking for those beans.
Dude, let me tell you something. I'm looking at a story. I'm like, what kind of like weird, like future program is he live? At first, I literally thought that it was like a metaverse. A film shoot.
I thought it was a metaverse experience.
It could have been that too.
The shit that they put on senile people. They're just like,
he just has his friend like saying, he's like, yo, like recording off his phone. Yo, and he's like jet skiing. He's like this big in the fucking background. Yo, get it. Just like a fucking like huge Manson Dracula is like hiding behind a curtain in the back of this fucking giant villa in Cabo.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Oh boy, spoiling himself.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Nah, you know, hey.
You should go, man.
I probably fucking should. Yeah, I wish I could.
Yeah, I take this headset right here. I'll put you in Cabo right now.
Yeah, well, it's just not the real thing.
Yeah.
Do you
own any VR stuff?
No.
No. Are you anti VR?
No, I just, you know, once again, just don't have. You have to have a powerful rig usually to run it.
Nah, you know, I'm gonna argue and say that even though it's Facebook and it's like evil, the Quest 2 it's good, man.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, I have to check it out. I played Resident Evil 7 on it.
Yeah. Does that stuff scare you? Or like are you just desensitized to horror stuff?
It's just like, it's not even when it's jump scares, it's just a bit annoying.
Yeah, I find that as well. Cause it's stupid, because it's like, of course I'm gonna
Yeah.
Like, fuck you, man. Like,
it's like loud for a second, yeah. And then you're, well, fuck. Yeah. That's about it. But no, I mean, it was about half near immersive. I was like, you know, here I am. I look this way. The camera looks that way. I was like, shit, I'm in it.
I have to honor what you said about Red Robin. Cause I was like, yesterday we were talking about it a little bit more. And I was like, you should go to Cabo. I'm like, it's not that crazy. It's not that expensive. Mm. And Hunter goes, dude, when people say you should go, like, they use that like talking about Red Robin.
It's true.
And then I said, I could go to Cabo on a Red Robin budget.
Mm.
And Hunter said, I'd really like to see you say that publicly. So I'm here to honor that, and I'm here to backtrack that statement.
I could go to Red Robin. So you're doing it in your cute little voice way, where people are gonna be like, yeah, he said it, you know.
Yeah.
But because you have that like that seductive way of talking. Yeah, I mean,
what?
It's like melted butter. You're like, yeah, I mean, I'd go to Cabo on that Red Robin.
My voice is melted butter.
You know what I mean? Yeah, dude. Hell yeah. And I'd be a grown ass man to sit here and say that's what I believe. But it was literally more like, yeah, I'd go to Cabo on a Red Robin budget. Well, how much are burgers? $1,500. Bottomless fries? What?
Yeah, fries are $2,000?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What is it? Your bill at Red Robin's like $13,000. Like, it's not that crazy.
It isn't that crazy. No, I I'm subscribed to Scott's Cheap Flights, everyone. If you're not, this is not even a brand plug. I just have been for forever. And so I got an email last night.
Is that the
email?
Well, that's you're telling me, right? He's giving you that money to say that?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's not a brand sponsor? Yeah?
Scott's Cheap Flights? No, it's an email service that finds cheap flights for you. It's not a brand plug. Scott, what's up, man?
Appreciate you, dude.
Yeah.
He's like, damn, that's a sexy voice telling me that.
Now, Scott owns the mansion that Cody's at.
Okay, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the one saying, yo, get it.
And I get an email last night for cheap flights to Cabo, and it says $100 to $200. I laughed, and I was like, what kind of dick would I be to, like, screenshot this and send it to you? Be like, see, dude, Red Robin budget, man. $200.
That's a Red Robin full family.
Yeah. You think $200 at Red Robin? I thought less.
For a full family?
Yeah.
Your dad's definitely having a couple beers. He's had a long day.
Yeah.
That bar ain't cheap. You know, the burgers might be cheap, but that bar is expensive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I used to get Shirley Temples up there when I was a kid. $6.
Fuck. Damn.
Sprite with some, what is it? What's that shit called? Grenadine? Is that what it's called? Mm-hmm. Cherry grenadine? Damn. Yeah, good stuff, though. I like it.
What? Like, is that Kansas City pricing? So LA pricing would be probably like...
All right, dude. All right. I see once again where you're going here, Kansas City.
I'm just saying.
No, I feel you.
I'm just saying.
I'm just trying to be upfront, too, with my feelings
during
this podcast.
No. I don't, and I'm not saying this to be offensive. Right. I'm just saying, like, LA adjusted prices, $6 mm-hmm. Shirley Temple.
Oh, yeah, there's got to be some inflation there.
So it's probably like $1,300.
Yeah, exactly. It's about $1,700. That Sprite is a resource out here. Yeah. Yeah. Not to also, I have to say this, while it's on my mind too about the Cody thing again. It was like freezing weather and the guy was posting him running.
Yeah.
And then it shows afterwards, and it's like him, like,
yeah,
with a group of people, yeah, psychopaths,
yeah,
that want to bundle up, and they're like, got to get my cardio in. And then he sits there, and then he shows his like Nike Fit app thing.
Yeah,
did 9 miles at a 10 mile. What is it? 10 moving rate. 10, yeah. Is it 10 miles an hour moving rate? I was basically sprinting the whole time.
Yeah, yeah. He's a human golf cart.
Yeah.
What people don't know is Cody's actually an NPC. Like outside of the show,
when that boy's he's fit.
Yeah, when we unplug him from the, like, we have a little Matrix jack back here on the chair. Yeah. When we unplug him, he has no expressions, and all he wants to do is run.
Yeah, I have to find water. Why don't you just go running?
Yeah,
yeah. I thought it was funny because he's every swimmer I've ever met is just like active as hell in all aspects of their life.
Yeah,
so it's funny that that's just like. And truth, there's truth to that.
Mm-hmm.
I would like, because I think that, you know, you ever watch like a sport? Well, you're in shape too.
Oh, damn,
you're. I mean, damn, you know, looking good over there.
Thanks, man.
Mm-hmm. And it's just what it is. It's the truth of the matter. But you watch a movie, and it's like a really good athlete. He's going to the bar afterwards because he's had a rough day.
Yeah,
drinking. You never see him work out. You're just like, damn. Like, there's like a little glimmer of hope where you're like, they're like us.
Yeah. How could...
In a weird way, they're like us. They're definitely... Yeah.
Whoa. Hot people get sad, too.
Yeah, yeah, so I look at movies and I'm like, I sympathize with you now. You're so hot, but I think that you feel things. That's what I say. Yeah.
That's going to be Pixar's next movie. Hot people have feelings.
Hot people have feelings. There has to be a cuter name for it.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about titles or nothing. You can take the reins. I'm just letting you know that there's not going to be anything coming out of me for a nice title. I was just saying, if there's like a Pixar guy watching, he's like bursting at the seams.
Yeah.
No, Hot Mama, or you know, something like that. Just call it Hot Mama, like yelling at the screen. Punching his MacBook. Ah!
What would you call it, though? I want to know.
I literally just told you that I'm not good at titles.
I know, but that's why it's funny.
What would I call it?
Yeah.
I'd call it...
Well, this characterizes hot person a little bit. Okay. Like,
all hot people kind of look the same.
They do.
In a bit of a way.
Mm-hmm.
Which is probably what I think hot people say about unattractive people.
Yeah.
Is what I would imagine. But it's much meaner. Yeah. Because you're hot. You shouldn't say that.
Yeah.
No, you shouldn't say that.
I don't think
I've heard things you've said in the back.
Hey, stop.
And I want you to know
that
I think that you can say things in that luscious, buttery voice all you want.
Listen.
Feels like just a little bead of maple syrup going down a tree.
Just because I called you a big, lovable hedgehog does not mean
mean. In a way, that's more, I'm more offended by that than if you would have just been like, you know what? You got to make some changes. A big lovable fucking hedgehog? Are you kidding me? You're like Sonic, but like gross. You're like that Sonic guy, but you're like regular skin tone and gross. Yeah. And you don't run fast.
You're like what Sonic would be in a live action movie.
That's not true. There's a live action version of Sonic.
Oh, that's right. God damn it.
You know what, dude? You got a lot of issues going on in that head of yours. You know what I mean? You throw stuff out willy-nilly, and you don't give a good goddamn, do you?
No.
Hell yeah.
Well, it's because I always got this, you know, this NPC guy on the other side of the row.
Cody, tell me more.
I just know I can say anything, and really all he's thinking about in the back of his head is like,
I can't wait to run later.
I gotta run. He just wants to run, that guy.
Yeah, exactly.
I love this. This is finally someone's pushing back on my bullshit, you know?
Well.
But like I said, when I called you a big lovable hedgehog, I wasn't being mean.
And you just gotta keep saying it.
Yeah.
Can you put it in a way to where you don't have to say that, but it's like it's one word that just sums it all up.
Mm. Beautiful.
Okay, dude. Fuck you. That's like some Lifetime Network for Women shit where it's like the husband's just beating the shit out of his wife the whole movie. But he's like, you know you're beautiful, right?
Yeah.
My dad is a very, southern man
mm-hmm.
that, I mean, he would get drunk a lot and pass out. And have dip in his mouth and be snoring on the couch, but he'd always watch Lifetime.
Oh, okay.
That's a violent channel. You ever watch it?
I don't think I have.
Meredith Baxter Burney and Leaving February. And it's just her getting the shit beat out of her the whole time.
Really?
That's every one of those movies. I'm not even joking.
Really?
It's crazy. And for some reason, they're like, women are going to love this. Yeah. My dad's just sitting there watching it the whole time. Yeah. He's just like not even, no emotions on his face. Hey, Dad, we're eating spaghetti tonight.
Yeah, and the data's just going into his brain, but he just has no clue what he's processing. Yeah.
You could have put, you know, it's actually, so this is really, really funny. This is so fucking stupid. My dad's such a dumbass. He sat there and he was like, we were watching Mighty Joe Young.
Yeah.
What, you ever see that movie? It's Disney's King Kong, basically.
Yeah.
You guys ever seen Mighty Joe Young? Okay, well, it's an old giant gorilla. He's a giant gorilla. Obviously, like a puppet.
Yeah.
And we're watching it on VHS. Yeah, there you go. Mighty Joe Young. Look at that thing.
Yeah.
As an infant, I was like, that is not a real monkey.
Yeah.
My dad comes in and said, damn, how'd they get that gorilla to do all that? I was like, I've never seen so much like disappointment in like my mom about being like, damn, that's who I chose. You know what I mean? But to hear your grandfather, how'd they get him to do that? Is it like they must unionize like a carnival or something to hire that? And I'm like, it's like a robot. And my mom was like, damn, so dude, disappointed. She was like, do you think Jurassic Park is real? He's like, well, he gets like all offended and shit. Well, God, you know, goddamn, no, I know them as robots.
Oh my fucking God, man.
Can you Google me the cover of the VHS, like if you type in Mighty Joe Young VHS?
Dude.
The cover of the VHS is so funny that it's like, and like we would, like, you know, you had your VHS collection and it would just like, you'd put the case of the movie or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally. Look at that. Look at that cover. And my dad's like, God damn. they're training chimps now. You know, we used to send them to space, but look at him. He's
fucking just going to work and being like, damn.
I've never seen a grown man so excited. And that's an insult.
Just telling his coworkers. It's amazing what they got these monkeys doing now, man. They got them doing whole movies.
The
man.
Movie is called Mighty Joe Young. I just want to. And like, look at the bottom right of those of the humans they put. It's just like JPEG or like PNGs.
Yeah.
With this giant. Does that even look like a gorilla? Now that I'm looking at it now, it just looks like they just took a giant ball of hair and just put it like probably onto an animatronic.
I mean,
they're just like,
but also
be free, Mighty Joe. My dad's like, damn, I'm getting teary eyed.
I'm sorry. The fucking main, isn't that the dude from True Lies? Look at the cast. I swear that's the dude from True Lies who like, yes. Oh, she was in that movie. Bro, that's the guy where...
Yeah, Bill Paxton. Yeah,
yeah,
he's dead now.
You know, goddamn, what's her name? Puts the lipstick to his back and he pees his pants.
Okay, well, I remember...
It's an Ari Aster movie.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I was like, must have been some French movie I didn't see. That's all right. I remember him in Twister.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was big in the Midwest.
Did your dad think the tornado was real?
My dad probably did think the Twister was real. He's like, they just got to go. Watch out for them duck.
Damn, I think a tornado has to do that.
He's like, he used to say, damn, you know what? Helen Hunt's in that documentary.
Oh, yeah. Bro, I'm trying to remember the Mighty Joe Young scene when he's in the cage and the kid is in there hugging up on him. What the context of that scene was. I just got some weird PTSD right there.
I don't know. I really don't remember the movie. I cannot believe that's Charlize Theron. I totally forgot about that. That's like kind of a star-studded cast.
Yeah. Yeah, her and Bill Pax, bro.
Bill Paxton.
Yeah, now I want to do a deep dive on Lifetime films.
It's good, man.
I've never seen a Lifetime movie. Well, now you got me in my head that I'm a rude person now. Cause I call,
huh?
because I called you a...
You're a rude person? You want to go this route now, too? See, now you're trying to be self-aware and trying to get out of it.
No, I'm not trying to get out of it.
I catch you, dude. This is just, I see right through you.
This is just my Matrix moment.
You're a window, and I'm peeking through.
Mm, what do you see?
A handsome man.
just line it up like you're going to be rude as fuck?
Yeah, exactly. And see, I take the high road.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
So then now, the viewer, you're probably wondering why you like me the most in this situation. Mm-hmm. And that's why. Psychology 101. Yeah. I took a couple classes in college. I didn't. I had technical classes. I took art history.
Yeah. What'd you learn? High Road Hunter.
Yep.
Tell us.
High Road Hancock. Yeah. It's my last name. Do you know me that well? My last name is Hancock.
Okay. I don't know how comfortable you were with public.
Yeah.
Like distributing that information.
Well, you can Google it. Or you can use Ask. You know, I still use Ask Jeeves.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm not even joking.
Just cause? To be funny?
Yeah.
Because we're hanging out. You're telling me stuff that you do. And I was just laughing. I'm like, you approach life like a comedy. And more people need to do that. I need to do that. You made me realize how serious I take life. And I'm a fucking idiot. The whole shit you were talking about, like faking phone calls. That was so goddamn funny. Yeah. This is hilarious.
Ask Jeeves.
Yeah.
Good website. I endorse Ask Jeeves.
Ask Jeeves, how much is a cheeseburger at Red Robin?
You know what I think he's going to say? I think he's going to say, depending on what it is.
Yeah.
If it's a Southwest crispy onion burger, I'm going to guess it's about $9.99. If I was a betting man. What does Jeeves have for us here?
Bro, it still comes back in raw text. That's amazing. What?
Are you trying to, is that an insult to the site?
No, I'm okay. Serious.
All right.
I hate how evolved like Google and shit is, where it's got 45 fucking ads. You can't trust any of the results because mm-hmm. they're all paid for or indexed from like 20 years ago. I like that this shit is just lo-fi. You just get text back.
Get in, get out with Jeeves.
Yeah. Mm. Fucking Jeeves, hire Hunter, man.
I'd do it for free. if they literally send me a shirt, I'd wear it in every video I did. They have the worst logo I've ever seen, and if it was a compressed JPEG on a shirt, I would wear it every day of my life.
It's just
I would ruin my marriage over it.
Hold up, bro. Do you remember when...
We're going to the Cheesecake Factory. Dress up. I got my Jeeves. Look at that. Look at that bass drum.
No, fuck this...
God damn.
What happened to the... No, type in Ask Jeeves mascot on Google.
Hey, he used to look good. I bet they lost the... Probably too fancy for him now. What font is that? That is like some PowerPoint font.
Yeah, papyrus.
Something.
From...
There he is. Look, a little dapper boy.
Yeah, why is that fucker not on the...
Actually, that second image is actually horrifying. Can you...
The parade?
That 3D thing? Is that a parade?
Yeah.
God damn.
Damn, how they get Jeeves to do that?
Yeah, my dad's like, whoa.
He's a big motherfucker.
How's that big boy fly like that? No, it's just a thing filled with gas. We're all filled with gas, and water. Yeah, Ask Jeeves. Yeah, not a lot of people use Ask Jeeves anymore. It's a shame.
What's the last thing you found on Ask Jeeves?
I think I literally Googled Ask
you Jeeves.
Jeeved? Yeah. Well, Google's become such a verb now,
mm.
you know, but I've Jeeved.
Yeah.
Doesn't work really.
Not really.
I asked Jeeves about a Matty Matheson recipe.
Okay. What was the recipe?
It was like a piece of some kind of meat.
Yeah.
It's just a fancy name that you kind of like. It looks good. I'd never remember any of it, though.
Yeah.
But it looks good, and he makes it look good.
Yeah.
You like Matty Matheson?
I don't think I've ever... I don't even think I've seen Matty Matheson's face.
Really?
Yeah.
He's very handsome.
Let me see.
And he has quite the style. If you're a large lad, I'd recommend looking at Matty Matheson. He has quite...
Maybe I have seen him.
And you probably have.
I'm just lying to myself.
Well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He's a fantastic chef.
No.
One hell of a personality.
Yeah. Mm. I take back what I said. I love this dude.
It's convenient.
Did I say I hate him? I'll take that back.
Yeah, you know what? Never mind. I'm going back.
No, I'll take it back.
Flip-flop.
That's all you got to do, really, when you have a bad opinion. You just like get him in front of the crowd.
I'm glad you're so experienced with that.
Yeah.
To let people know that that's exactly what you need to do.
Yeah. No, you just go, did I say that?
At least you have the knowledge of that.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people just take the opinion they have and they don't really think about anything else besides what they're thinking.
I'm too conscious of the 45 different angles someone could perceive what I say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You concerned about getting dragged online?
Not dragged per se. I just want to make sure that I'm thorough when I speak, you know? Speaking of like influencing people the wrong way, I get really paranoid about that too. Like if I phrase something in an inaccurate or incorrect way. Like I was trying to recap the ending of like the Formula One season. And I was just trying to do it like in an abridged way, because everyone who listens to this podcast doesn't give a fuck about cars. And some kid just like lit me up. He's like, man, you biased motherfucker. You retold that so, you know, like one-sided, this and that. I'm like, man, fuck. That's like, I guess you can try as hard as you can. You're still going to piss somebody off. But
Yeah. Well, fuck them. If somebody messages you that, be like, dude, who the fuck are you?
I don't care because I know I put my best foot forward, but it's just like.
It's like going up to like a random dude. Like you overheard a conversation at like Target. You're like, by the way, dude, fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't even, what?
I heard all that shit you said about Mighty Joe Young being fucking a fake gorilla.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck that shit's you. Real, dude. They train those monkeys to do that.
You know what the fuck you're talking about, my guy?
They're extinct now too, you know, those big ones.
Yeah.
So wait, nice take, dude. What's his dad's name, dude? I want to find him. I want to find him and shake his hand.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely reflect way too much sometimes. Do you ever get that? Like when you make your art, I feel like you're definitely pretty good about just being like, man, fuck it. I'm going to do what I'm going to do.
I think that as long as, especially with any kind of like creation, I think even if it isn't something super like artistic, like somebody would say like, you know, a painting is probably more artistic than like, I don't know, like some regular YouTube videos or something like that.
Yeah. But
I think as long as your intention is like non-malicious, then usually I think that's all you have to worry about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because as long as you're conscious about that and you're like honest about that, I think that no matter what you make, even if people are upset by it, it's because they don't understand it.
Yeah.
And that's fine. It's fine for people not to understand things, but at the same time, it's fine for people to also enjoy it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's why when I'm just like, just incredibly mean, it's just like, it's not mean. It's just, you just don't understand, you know?
Mm.
That's my cop out.
Well, that's fine.
That's what I've absorbed.
Yeah, that's good. People are very rude online.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Mm.
It's kind of impressive, though. Like, you ever read something that's so fucking mean just about anyone? You're like, damn.
Oh, dude.
Fucking.
Man.
That is
some hate. There's whole whole communities and channels is based around like bullying people and shit and like all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. You look at that.
It's horrible. But at the same time, like, this is like a crusade.
Yeah.
This is like you're fighting a holy war that probably you're going to regret later in time.
Do you think that's how they see themselves? Like the Knights of Templar? Like we must.
Yeah. I think people have really dumb ways of rationalizing like stuff of like grand sizing people. I use words a lot. I really don't know what they mean.
That's okay.
Because it just sounds good. I've done that with my friends. And they're like, you know, we kind of stop just like, we kind of understand the way you speak now. Even if something makes no sense, we kind of get the understanding of what you're trying to say. So I'll just say
those are your friends, and you're gonna say my Sonic the Hedgehog bit is condescending?
That's the meanest shit I've ever heard. There's time and history with that. Motherfucker picked me up, and he's talking about Cabo, and now he's calling me a hedgehog and shit.
Hey, listen.
How am I supposed to take all this? Also, he was like, where do you want to go for dinner?
Yeah.
Remember he said that?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, let's just grab some wings and watch the game.
Mm.
He's like, well, this place is a Michelin star, but I guess I'll cancel the reservation. Made me feel bad.
Yeah. That's exactly what I said, actually.
Like, I thought that maybe they had the game in the bathroom or something.
Yeah.
No, it's like, hey, you want to grab a cup? I don't drink.
Yeah.
All sorts of stuff, making me just feel bad left and right. But I was there, you know, Chiefs won.
Yeah, no, Hunter was like, let's just grab some wings. I'm like, fine. And I had to text the chef, and I was like, put the octopus back in the ocean.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the chef
no,
is
don't
like,
put him back.
Yeah.
Put him in a Ziploc bag, suffocate that bastard.
And then just throw it out.
Yeah, exactly. And put it in the trash. And I'm going to come by later.
Yeah, and I'm going to kick it, and then I'll go home.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just kick him once. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking. Yeah. Yeah, just a couple stuff, a little blood bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been getting a lot of shit lately for having too many violent bits on the show, so I got to calm down.
Yeah, women don't like that. You're saying that you have a large female audience.
Yeah, we got a lot of ladies.
I wonder why that is.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Is it because your voice is buttery smooth with maple syrup going down a tree, or is it because you're handsome?
No. I've theorized this for a long time,
mm.
and I used to bring this up at shows. I used to say it's very surprising to come for us to go out and do these shows
mm.
and see how many women enjoy piss, shit, and fart bits.
It's true.
I think it's a
kind of sexist of you to say, but it's okay.
No, it is. It was a very like real moment.
Bit. Yeah, well, yeah.
Where I'm like, it was definitely like a dumb like you know, Keanu Reeves moment where I was like, oh, girls laugh at piss and shit too. Like it was that for me.
Wait, you guys find this funny?
Whoa, girls laugh at toilet humor.
If that was you for an uninterrupted hour and that was your stand-up, that would be awesome. I would want that to be taped.
Whoa.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's laughing.
Yeah, bad Keanu Reeves.
Well, yeah, exactly. So, this is my darkest hour.
Yeah.
And it's just you. As soon as you say, well, hey, guys, welcome to the show. And you start, like, yeah.
I found out, like, girls, like, think and stuff.
You know, girls crazy. Have diarrhea sometimes, too.
So I found out girls poop.
That's weird.
A thing.
You all wipe.
So I was surprised to find out that girls don't wipe back to front.
Yeah, they call that the mud trap.
Oh, do they?
Mm-hmm. At least that's what Southern girls call it. Yeah, little pig trough is what they call that.
Ah, yeah.
It's kind of dirty.
Hey, babe, you want to go mudding?
Exactly.
I got a four wheeler. I ain't talking about that kind of muddy, baby.
Hell yeah.
Where are we going? What are we doing?
You start bouncing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You going downtown, yeah, daddy?
My voice echoes like hell when I do that.
Yeah, big shit, man.
Yeah. That's good stuff. Yeah, no, pig trough, mud. Yeah, mud all that kind of stuff. Just kind of greasy talk.
Yeah, it's crazy that girls do that.
Yeah, I know.
It's a fact. That was actually on the front.
Wait, do you wipe back to front?
Yeah.
Damn. That's a journey. So your forearm touches your balls and cock, and you go from back to front.
Yep.
Damn.
Yep.
That's impressive.
Yep.
It's like going through a rainforest.
Yeah. Reach in there like I'm doing surgery.
Yeah, yeah. A little operation. Buzz. Yeah. You know, operation, the game. Yeah. Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah.
No, I got that bidet.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Well, I do a courtesy wipe afterwards, but yeah, bidet.
I've been thinking about switching to bidet.
You don't have one?
No.
Oh, man. Mm.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Going through a car wash.
I got so angry when I, you know, when you wanted to get wings instead, that after I stomped out the octopus, I went home and I grabbed my Persian stone bidet. With my two bare hands, because I'm so athletic and strong and tall, and I threw it out the window of my. Well, it's actually an open window because I live in a $60 million mansion.
Yeah,
in the hills.
Exactly, in the hills.
I threw it over.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah, so it flew over and it landed on the octopus.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was so angry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't have a bidet anymore.
I got mine on Amazon. I'm Prime. That ain't no Persian stone, but it does the trick. I actually think the cheaper ones are, I think it's dangerous.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because they're just unmitigated pressure?
There's something illegal going on. I mean, like, that. There's, I mean, it must be motorized or something's going on. Because
or does it
that
feel
some
good?
Bitch is peeling skin.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah.
It's like opening seriously. Up a fire hydrant on
it's
your
like,
ass?
It's open, yeah, it's like opening up a single piece of juicy fruit every time I, yeah, I mean, just.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah. Actually, like, kind of like, I guess, spearmint, because as that, you're,
yeah.
You know, you do that. Whoa.
Yeah.
Shit, damn. Yeah.
Do you brace a little bit before you
Hell
take
no.
off?
Hell no.
You just go?
Yeah.
What's the switch like? Is it like
it's a knob.
Oh, okay.
It's a little knob on the side. And it's one of those things, too, where it just has symbols that mean absolutely nothing. Yeah. So there's no number system where you're like, I'm feeling a three. Yeah. That was a three. You know what I mean? So where you could rate your dookies. But this one is like square to triangle.
I was just about to say, is it like PlayStation fucking buttons?
It might be. It might even be a Sony bidet.
Yeah.
It vibrates and shit. Whoa.
Yeah.
No, but you barely turn that son of a bitch. And I mean, like, seriously, I'm like, it's a revelation to an extent. I know people talk about bidets and how it's like, oh, it hits the spot. It don't even, it's everything, man. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's transformative.
In a way, it has been. Yeah, in a way, it has been.
I just picture, like, the first time you hit the bidet and, like, you look up and it's like the universe, like, just fucking forming around
it. I don't even think it was necessarily even that, maybe, you know, to that extreme. I don't know how graphic I can be on this deal, but I was just going to say, like,
hey, women like first, piss and shit, dude. Go for it.
So what? Like, yeah, the
girls like pee and poo.
I was nervous the first time because I was like, they're like, watch out, the pressure could be crazy. So I barely turn it on. And usually how those things go is that it usually is a little funnel that points down in your toilet and then it'll go up.
Oh.
Whatever. And I kind of barely turn it into debt. And it just like, it kind of just hit all the ridges of my taint. Just cleaned all of it off. I was watching Gold Rush and it was kind of like a gold vat. Like one of those things where you shake out the gold sluice.
Yeah.
It was like that. And it was like, and then you just keep slowly turning and it's just like, you know, ding, 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 and it gets to the spot where you're looking to get it.
Yeah.
And that was crazy though. But that's what I mean though, is you don't even know that there's debris there. You know, you shower, you do all sorts of stuff, but you really, until you get that bidet experience in, it's just like, I mean, all sorts of stuff.
It's like one of those oddly satisfying pressure washing videos.
Yeah, like literally.
Like a London walkway.
Yeah.
It's covered in moss. Look at this.
Yeah. Yeah. I look like a guy in New York who owns a pizzeria and like is like washing the sidewalk at the beginning. Like that's what I feel like every morning now. It's like that nice therapeutic beginning to the day. Yeah, I mean, present yourself in a nice way. Yeah.
Clean off last night.
Yeah. Clean out. Yeah. I slept with the stink a little bit last night, so I got washed off in the morning. I just sleep better with it on.
Oh man.
People are like, don't you like taking showers before you go to bed? I'm like, nah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like a little bit of that grease.
Yeah. Leave that musk.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So that stink clone.
Mm hmm. Mm hmm. It lets your lady know that you're home. And you ain't gone nowhere. It's like, you know, like when you.
Hey, baby, I'm home.
Yeah. She's like, oh, I knew.
Yeah. She's just crying.
Yeah.
Right next to me. She's like, just take the shower.
Nah.
Yeah. Nah, I'm tired.
I got to
say. It's 8:30. Sleepy.
I gotta save something for the bidet.
I sleep for 14 hours.
That's get the fuck out of here.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I have an unhealthy sleep schedule.
Well, yo, I hope you all enjoyed this riveting free episode. We're going to go into the bonus now. So if you're not a Patreon subscriber, what the fuck are you doing, man?
How much is your Patreon?
$5.
Easy.
Yeah, no, just pull up. Watch me and Hunter. We're going to kick around some ideas. We're going to talk about Sex in the City.
That's no joke. I just want to say that if you miss out on that, it's going to be.
No,
I got some things to say.
Yeah. No, Hunter is actually
a
connoisseur of Sex.
I used
Sex
to watch
with
my mom on TBS back in the day. We had the Sex and City game. I used to win.
Yeah.
Talking about 11-year-old me being like, Samantha's panties with like the card game. Be like, point.
See, he's not bullshitting. We're going to talk about that and moving to Arkansas for 10,000 in Bitcoin. And one-man indie bands. So it's going to be a time. Pull up. We'll see you there.